Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They got some tough customers in the little lineup, so you gotta keep going. And he made some pitches to get two outs, but he couldn't make that next pitch. And so a little bit of bad luck, but they kept making him work and eventually got to him.
Show on the air. We are glad to have you. So they get knocked off three straight, taking on the Angels. Then they go into Chavez Ravine, and they take two out of three. You can say you lost a series, you came back, and you won a series. Tonight, you got Freddy Peralta going to the hill, taking on Dakota Hudson of the St. Louis Cardinals this evening. But the Brewers, as things stand right now, they are still in the top spot, a half game ahead of those St. Louis Cardinals. In the National League Central, a game ahead of Pittsburgh, got the Cubs still sitting there four games back, along with Cincinnati, tied for the cellar dwellers of the National League Central. But we bring in now Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. Tim, I continue every time I start talking about this, I look at it. Every team in the National League Central has a run differential in the positive, except for the Brewers. They are -6.
Yeah.
And that is an area that is beginning to become concerning.
Well, it is, and even though the win loss record 10-6, nice start, especially considering the schedule. It's okay to be concerned when they're winning ball games. It's all right. That's how you get better. They're going to have to fix it. Those three young dudes, you heard Mark Adonasio over the weekend out in L.A. talk about that, and he was surprised, like me, that they went with three of the three instead of two of the three. And mm-hmm. I was okay with two of the three, but. Corbin Burns has given up home runs at an alarming rate, at probably a bigger rate than Chase Anderson ever did.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts it into perspective a little bit. Freddy Peralta, he's got to level off a little bit. He's got, just as we saw in Cincinnati a week and a half ago, it's just got dynamite stuff, and if he could corral that. And then Brandon Woodruff. He's victimized by the one inning. He's good wrapped around it, but that one inning always gets him. They're going to have to think about a plan B here, Bill, if the three younger dudes don't start pitching a little bit better.
I too was surprised they didn't decide to bring in additional veteran arm. I know that they felt that, hey, we're going to get the young guys to come of age, and that's great if they do, but if they don't, you don't have a lot of depth to be. I've always said, Tim, you got to have a guy in that rotation that is your stopper. It stops you from a losing streak, and it continues a winning streak. And I don't know if they have that guy right now.
No, but the brand of baseball, you're right, they don't have that guy. And not many, you know, in the grand scheme of things. There's only so many Scherzers and Verlanders out there. But, you know, they find a way, and I really dig that. I do. I think that's council's M.O., man. Whatever. But if we can do it ugly, we'll do it ugly. If we got to, you know, hit home runs, we can hit home runs with the best of them. If we got to go bullpen, then that's what we're going to do. So I like that attitude. But you're right. They don't have that guy. Chacin is, you know, that's a clunker yesterday. Couldn't spot the fastball early, then couldn't find the slider. And that's a recipe for disaster there. So I chalk that one up to a clunker. He typically is a guy that will give you a chance to win, you know, four of every five or six outings.
The offense, I'm not overly concerned about this offense, but we continually talk about this pitching staff. It's good they bounced back and they got a couple of wins against the Dodgers. Maybe you bring that momentum home, you take that beating yesterday, you come back, if you get two out of three against the Cardinals, then you're continuing to move forward. Cardinals are a hot baseball team right now, man. They have turned things around since early on this season. They did get beat by Cincinnati. I understand that, and they had some struggles there. But for the most part, that team still, I think, even more so than the Cubs, that team, I think, is going to lurk in the weeds and be a shadow just behind Milwaukee pretty much all season long.
Welcome to the big time, Brewers. I mean, yeah. That's the deal. This is toe-to-toe every day. And, you know, the cool thing about all of this, Bill, they've been playing pennant race baseball since 2017.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing new to these guys. And we look at the daunting schedule, and that schedule is brutal. This 13-game stretch against the Cardinals and Dodgers, 13 consecutive games against those two teams. That is, I haven't seen anything like that, because we can point at the Cardinals and the Dodgers and say they're legit. We're mm-hmm. not saying, hey, they're facing a potentially tough, you know, Nationals team or something like that. No, the Cardinals and Dodgers are legit, and it's 13 straight. So that being said, you're right, and this is what it's all about, man. I love it. I really do. They just come out of the Dodgers, they have the Cardinals, then the Dodgers again, then they're right back to St. Louis for the Cardinals. There'll be a little bit of a respite, but don't look now, Brewers. Yeah, you're 10-6. I get it. I fully agree that you're not playing great baseball, yet you're still winning, and that's a great sign in itself. But you're 2-4 in your last six. You are 3-5 in your last eight. So things need to get a little bit better, and it doesn't get any easier. It's just a battle every night.
You and I talked last week about moves to be made, if at all. And I had said, you know, I usually give it 25, 30 games before I start looking at the rotation. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm definitely at the 25-game mark, and that's been pretty consistent for me as well. For a decade or more, maybe a couple of decades. You got to get to that 25-game mark before you start saying, hey, there might be a bullpen issue, or hey, these three younger dudes, we gotta, you know, maybe peel one out of there, either send them to the bullpen or send them down and stay on track and maybe put things together. So, yeah, we're still, 10 or so games away from that point.
Also, I wanted to ask you about the minor league system. There's, you know, the catching situation they're taking a look at. Obviously, Jacob Nottingham is a guy that they've been looking at down in the minor league system. They want depth in that particular position. Very quietly, they're doing some things behind the scenes. But, right now, I mean, it's Yasmani Grandal, by the way, is having a hell of a season. He got off to a slow start, and that guy has just completely turned it on, hasn't he?
He has, and you saw a little bit of a shakeup in the lineup on Saturday where Grandal was lifted up to the four spot, the cleanup spot. And Travis Shaw, you know, he was in the seven hole, Bill. I mean, I don't think Travis Shaw has hit seventh since 11U Little League
mm-hmm.
tournament ball. So I like that part of it, and when these managers say that lineups are a little overrated and you guys think and talk too much about it, well, we see right there that they right. are important. And you might see, I won't rule it out, Bill, that you may see Grandal, if this continues and Braun continues on the spiral down a little bit, because he's in a little bit of a funk too. It wouldn't surprise me that those top three are Kane, Yelich, and Grandal.
Mm-hmm. No, I would completely agree. Travis Shaw just struggling. I mean, he hit the ball hard. It was good to see him yesterday get a banger, but take one to the wall. But between him and Jesus Aguilar, you talk about two offensive sinkholes right now. It's just they're struggling. And you know what? It's Aguilar. It's funny because he's got warning track power right now. This is a guy that he didn't get hot till the end of April last year, and then he went on a tear. So you kind of hold your breath to say, okay, let's see if he actually repeats what he did last year. But right now, a lot of warning track power out of Jesus Aguilar.
Yeah, they've got to get it together. I'm pretty confident that they will, and they're covered pretty good, as we discussed prior to the season. They're covered pretty well with Thames and Aguilar at first base. So let's roll with the hot hand. Won't surprise me if Aggie continues this, that, you know, Thames is going to get a series
mm-hmm.
or three out of five games. You know, so they're covered okay there. They just, I love the offense. Anytime you got these guys, the likes of Grandal, Moose, or Shaw, or whoever, down in the 6-7 range,
mm-hmm.
man, you're set pretty well.
Well, the one thing that I'm concerned with is Moustakas, Arcia, Braun, Pena, Thames, Shaw, Aguilar, all hitting .218 or less.
And winning.
And winning, which is part of the reason that they have the negative when it comes to run disparity. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's the best thing about all of this. That's what a good team does. That's what really great teams do. And they when they're not playing well, they're still getting the wins. And they're going to need everyone they can get. This dogfight is on. The Cubs scuffling a little bit. And, you know, Pittsburgh, they're going to fight you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Cardinals and Brewers, this really is awesome. And, Bill, before you let me go, man, I got to thank Tiger Woods. I really do.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, these West Coast hours of mine.
Yeah.
There's not a better mild sedative than golf on TV for me. Man, it was awesome. Despite it being Tiger Woods, I know it's a big deal. It's
yeah.
a big story, but still, I know I live with a couple of golf fans.
And yeah.
They had it on, and it put me to sleep like Harry Carey in 88
on
a day game.
Oh, you are just going completely sacrilege right here on the program, aren't you?
I know that. Hey, there's some people out there that aren't baseball fans. I get that, too.
Just the drama of sports. It was a fantastic day yesterday.
It was cool. It really was. And, you know, we were on the air for the postgame show during the Bucks game. I mean, you think about that. So I was catering to the podcasters today.
Correct. Yeah, no, hey, they're still tuning in, man. That's all they're concerned about, you know, to kind of get their fill of Brewers baseball. So, and I'll tell you this, had it been like a hard-fought come-from-behind win, you probably garner a lot more, but an absolute blowout loss in which they couldn't keep the ball in the ballpark. Yeah, there was probably, you know, a few friends and relatives that might have been listening, and even that they might have tuned you out. So
Yeah, we'll stick with the short window here. Brewers do beat the Dodgers in the series in L.A. That's big.
Yeah, they got a big one coming up as they get the Dodgers back here this coming weekend, but more so you get the Cardinals who are breathing down your neck in a three-game series. Tim, always a pleasure, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
You got it, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. They've been doing it for 80-plus years. That's how they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com or just call 844-PRIDE.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.